RadioMD.com. It's time for Melanie Cole's Health Radio.
On now.
Here's your host, Melanie Cole.
Chipotle restaurant, Mexican Grill, is temporarily closing more than 40 restaurants in and around Seattle and Portland, Oregon, as health officials are investigating an E. coli outbreak that has gotten at least 22 people sick. They're closing all of their restaurants in those states, and about a third of the victims have been hospitalized. No one has died. This E. coli outbreak is called Shiga toxin-producing E. coli bacteria, and it's the most common in foodborne outbreaks. They're talking about people who have eaten at Chipotle between, I like to say Chipotle or Chipotle, but my son gets mad at me when I do that, eaten at a Chipotle between October 14th and the 23rd and becoming ill with vomiting and bloody diarrhea. That's nice. It's Mexican food. You don't even want to think about it that way. But they are closing, and some earlier cases that involved salmonella and a highly infectious virus, norovirus. So they're going to take a hit. They're thinking it'll blow over quickly, but they are closing because they want anyone who has been sick or has gotten sick recently or shortly after going to one of their restaurants. They do want this to be reported. They want to know what's going on. So I applaud them. I hope that it's not something really disgusting in their food, because then I probably will not go back. But I applaud them for closing their restaurants, as opposed to, in today's world, so many people are passing the buck and saying, oh, well, it must be our importers, or it must be the place where we get our cilantro, or it must be, and they're not passing the buck. They're closing their restaurants right now, which, you know, is going to take a big hit. And I think that other fast food type chains are going to take a look at this and say, okay, well, maybe we need to be just a little bit more careful. So I think that that is very interesting. And in our second story, you probably won't be surprised to hear that a new report found that teens and tweens spend a lot of time watching TVs, videos, and movies, playing video games, reading, listening to music, and checking their social media. But you just might be shocked at how much time. On any given day, teens in the United States are spending about 9 hours. 9 hours using media for their enjoyment. And I must say that I'm not noticing a lot of them watching TV. My kids watch TV. Clayton will watch football, but Cece will come in and watch episodes of Bewitched and things. But they're not watching TV unless we drag them in to watch a movie or something with us. Mostly, they're staring at YouTube videos. They're going on Snapchat and Instagram. And even some of them are still on Facebook, although Facebook is like so yesterday to them. So they're not even really doing that so much. Mostly they're texting and watching videos on YouTube. Whatever it is that your kid is doing, your teen is doing, 9 hours is just an unbelievable amount. And you know, we'll talk with David Hill from the American Academy of Pediatrics about that. But it is really getting kind of out of hand and crazy. So as parents, what are we to do? Well, we have to at some point say, okay, hey, did you get your homework done? Hey, have you gotten some exercise? Hey, have you played outside? Yeah, they'll look at you and roll your eyeballs and say, play outside, really? It's like a punishment now when you tell your kids to go outside and play. But in these beautiful fall weathers, that's what we have to do. We have to get these kids outside. We have to get them playing. We have to get them off these video machines. Video machines. I sound like an alta cocker. But really, 9 hours a day, that is kind of shocking. So see what your kids are doing. Monitor what they're doing. See how many hours. If you took a journal for just one day or one week, you might be as shocked as these studies are. So that's what we're talking about in this report by the Common Sense Media. We love them. They really come out with some good things. This is Melanie Cole. You're listening to Health Radio on Radio MD. Stay tuned and stay well.